Next hour, it's Casey Anthony. The verdict was not guilty, not guilty, 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 guilty. The best guess is tomorrow they give her a paper bag and send her home. The paper bag is not to pull over her head, but rather to have her personal belongings in. Nobody thinks she'll do an hour's time behind bars for four counts of guilty on supplying false evidence. Was this a miscarriage? You bet. We'll let the lawyers go at it right after 5 here on WICC. Jim Buchanan. Traffic, weather, together, Gary Nepler, driving school. Well, we're kind of asking ourselves what happened. How could she possibly get away with two counts of murder accusations, murder charges in that courtroom yesterday? We talked about that. We had it on for you live, broke into our programming to announce the verdict. The judge accepted the verdict of the jury, didn't overturn it, didn't question it. Two counts of manslaughter, not guilty, not guilty. Four counts of supplying inaccurate, misleading, and lying to police still remain. Tomorrow, we should hear whether or not the now free and found not guilty, Casey Anthony, gets to walk. Somebody who can help us out a little bit with that is our friends from Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter, and attorney Bill Gloss. Do I have the right name right, Bill?
Close. It's Bill Gloss.
Okay. Well, it's spelled here G-L-O-S-S.
Very close. Begins with a B, but other than
okay.
that, you're
right. All right. So my notes are wrong. It's B-L-O-S-S. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. What kind of law do you practice?
I do trial work. I do a mix of civil and criminal, mostly plaintiff civil and a little bit of criminal defense still.
What were your thoughts about the case yesterday as we watched and heard the jury verdict?
Well, you know, I think there are all sorts of lessons in it, frankly. One lesson is it's really hard to get a flavor for what's happening at a trial by what you see on cable TV, talk shows. I've been involved in some pretty heavy, pretty high-profile trials where I pick up the paper, I look at the TV, and you know, it's almost as if they were watching a different trial from the one that the people in the courtroom were seeing. But, you know, the other thing is I think that perhaps the lawyers, both of them, but it cost the prosecutor more, the lawyers overpromised what they thought that they were going to be able to prove. And then finally, you know, I think the probably the most thoughtful commentary I've seen on it is that in this day of you know, CSI and Henry Lee and the rest of it, the forensic evidence these days is just super important compared to the way it was maybe 20 years ago. And there just wasn't forensic evidence that showed that this woman killed her child, and you know, a lot of circumstantial evidence. And there are certainly people doing long prison terms right now based on circumstantial evidence. But when push came to shove, it sounds like the jury had a reasonable doubt.
And then I guess I'm coming to the conclusion that despite what us novice might say, myself, not yourself, that the jury did the right thing, the jury was prudent, and the jury followed the instructions of the judge presiding over this case. They did have reasonable doubt, and the cause might be at the feet of the prosecution.
Well, or maybe it's not even at the feet of the prosecution. Maybe this is just one of those cases that could not be proven. The jury did not say that she didn't do it. The jury did not say she's innocent. The jury did not say that the grandfather did it or that there was an accidental drowning or something like that. What the jury said is that you haven't proven beyond a reasonable doubt that she did do what she's charged with doing. And I know that's a very difficult and troubling concept in a lot of ways, because it may well be that the jury thought she might have done it. She probably did it, but we're not satisfied beyond a reasonable doubt that she did it, and so we're obligated under our oath to come in and say not guilty. It's you know, the paradigm, the model, the reason that the rules are the way they are is we tell ourselves and that it's better for 10 guilty people to go free than for one innocent person to be wrongfully convicted. Well, you know, where you draw the line on that may answer how you feel about this verdict.
Mm. Well, just in closing, attorney, in a classroom where budding attorneys and prosecutors and legal experts would go to learn, have we learned something?
Well, don't overpromise, you know. And one thing I know the prosecutor during closing arguments was admonished for laughing at some of the arguments that the defense attorney raised. I don't think that's at all a wise thing to do. The other thing is that I think, although it's not something that prosecutors are obligated to prove under the law, they didn't prove motive. And I know that, you know, again, the cable TV shows talked about motive, you know, that she was just trying to be a party girl or whatever. But there wasn't any evidence that was going to lead this woman to kill her daughter. So I think most juries really want to hear why did this happen, and the prosecution just didn't do that. Again, they're not obligated to, but I think people are interested, and that's the way we make decisions.
Well, there's a stark difference between a courtroom and what you see on TV portrayed as a courtroom or what you see on TV in a courtroom. It's certainly got to be very different and very electric when you're there breathing the air and sensing what's going on around you. Attorney, thanks for being on the program. Apologize about the name.
Well, you're not the first. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's written one way here, so it's Attorney Bill Bloss with Koskoff and Beter. And I'm sure, you know, attorneys locally, nationally, and maybe even globally will be looking at this case, breaking it down, studying it, you know, going through the notes and figuring, you know, what went right, what went wrong, and what the prosecuting and defense side might learn from this exercise.
Jim, you're absolutely right.
All right, sir. Thanks so much for your time. I know you're a busy guy, and you were in court today, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good luck there.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Attorney Bill Bloss, Koskoff and Beter. Well, there you heard it from an attorney, a practicing attorney, real case, you know, not an actor, portraying an attorney with gray hair and, you know, a snappy suit and an expensive tie. Phone number is 203-333-WICC.